You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from Public Radio International and WNYC in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Hi, my name is Mary Leggio. I'm calling from New York City, and Summertime is Hot Fun in the Summertime by Sly and the Family Stone.
Hot song in the summer days. Anyway, a lovely song for the summertime. That's what we are, instead of singing. Are you saying I can't sing?
No. I say you can laugh.
We want summertime songs. We want to know what your summer anthem is. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
No Chopin, please. No Chopin, please. We were talking about the economy at the beginning of the hour, and we're going to continue with that right now.
You guys are such anti-elitists, can I just say?
Thank you. That's our program. In the brewing business, the word of the summer is merger. Last week, Miller and Coors announced they had successfully combined their two companies. Meanwhile, InBev, the Belgian concern, continues its venture to take over Anheuser-Busch. If that happens, virtually 80% of the market share of the beer industry would be under the control of two companies. Steve Hindy is the founder of Brooklyn Brewery. I'm a big fan. Home of Brooklyn Lager. And, you know, we could be talking about any industry here, but it's close to our heart because it's beer. Steve Hindy, what does all this consolidation mean? I mean, you're not a big boy, but you're certainly an observer of the industry.
Yeah, it's very interesting because what's happening in the beer industry is the big are getting bigger. And the small are getting bigger as well. Let me explain that. I started in business 20 years ago, as did many craft brewers across the country. At that time, the big national breweries in the U.S. controlled about 95% of the market. Imports were about 4%, and craft beer was, you know, hardly a blip on the radar. Today, imports are about 14%, craft beer is around 4 or 5%, and as you said in your intro, the big guys, two of them now, are 80%. So they're getting bigger, but actually their share of the pie is shrinking a bit.
But it sounds like a growing pie for all of you. The recession really doesn't seem to have hurt the beer industry from what you're describing.
Well, part of the problem in the beer industry is it's not a growing pie. People are drinking less beer, but they're drinking better beer. So they're drinking imported beer, they're drinking craft beer, as opposed to mainstream beer.
The more expensive stuff.
That's right. And that is an area where InBev has been very successful in selling their Stella brand here in the U.S. as a premium beer. In Belgium, it's kind of a run-of-the-mill beer. And in selling Bass and taking over Beck's and, you know, now attempting to take over Anheuser-Busch.
Steve, this is Stephen Dubner. I wonder what about commodity prices. Barley, we've read about barley shortages around the world. Is that having a big effect on you?
Yeah, that's putting a big hurt on small brewers because we don't enjoy the buying power or the economies of scale that the big guys do. Our Brooklyn Brewery's barley prices have gone up by about 70% since November, and our hop prices have gone up as much as 300%.
And there are similar issues with water as well, depending on where you are in the world. I'm wondering if the economy of scale actually works at the scale of InBev taking over Anheuser-Busch. I mean, how much of a premium do they get on barley and other commodity prices by combining versus being huge and separate?
Well, I don't know. I think that's probably measured in pennies on the barrel. But when you're talking about a couple of hundred million barrels, it's a significant amount of money. I think, you know, their challenge is to get bigger and bigger and still manage to be kind of, an American company, a human face on the company.
Right. Well, we're gonna leave it there, Steve. Quickly, do you have a summer song?
I always liked Hot Town Summer in the City.
All right. That's a good one. Steve Hindy, founder of the Brooklyn Brewery from Brooklyn, New York, talking about consolidation in the beer industry.
It's interesting how quickly those songs just roll off of everyone's lips.
Everyone's got one.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.